Actress Ashley Judd promotes NARAL campaign targeting pro-life lockdown protesters. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 22, 2020. Actress and left-wing political activist Ashley Judd tweeted out abortion advocacy group NARAL's new campaign Tuesday that condemns as hypocrites pro-life politicians who are encouraging an end to coronavirus lockdowns. If they valued people's lives, they wouldn't be denying constituents essential health care or telling them to put themselves in unsafe situations during a pandemic, Judd tweeted. The NARAL Foundation is calling out their hypocrisy. Abortion political lobbying group NARAL announced it has launched a six-figure ad campaign that targets pro-life politicians and officials who, the group claims, are placing lives at risk during the coronavirus crisis by denying massive vote by mail, encouraging people to go out, opening up businesses, and attempting to end Obamacare. The YouTube ads specifically call out Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, R., who urged in-person voting, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who, the ad claims, is asking senior citizens to put themselves at risk, Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr., who recently reopened the school, and Attorney General William Barr and other pro-life state attorneys general who are suing to put an end to Obamacare. Pro-life politicians really aren't, the ads claim. We've always known that for anti-choice politicians, it's never been about valuing human life, Judd tweeted. It's about control. The ad campaign arrives as the abortion industry is attempting to defend itself against a barrage of criticism for refusing to stop elective abortions, claiming they are life-sustaining and essential for women's livelihood, so that scarce medical equipment, such as masks and gloves, can be preserved for healthcare workers treating coronavirus patients. Jeremy Hill, president of Students for Life at Western Wyoming Community College, replied to NARAL, "Abortion isn't essential. If other surgeries are being put on hold, murdering a baby should be delayed/abolished.